Good morning. The storm system from yesterday is moving out over the Canadian Maritimes. The next system is now working its way down the Ohio Valley toward Pittsburgh. In between, we still have a lot of clouds, a few scattered showers, areas of fog and drizzle this morning across most of interior New York and New England, but just about everyone above freezing, so we're not concerned so much about any freezing rain or black ice this morning. Though it is a little bit damp and chilly, with temperatures in the middle and upper 30s to around 40 degrees. So that's how we're starting the day, and I think it'll be mainly dry through the morning drive and into the early part of the afternoon before that storm system arrives from our south and west. A steadier rain will move in through the Catskills and into the greater Capital District and Hudson Valley by mid-afternoon, and it looks like a good chance of wet weather for the ride home for just about everyone. As this is going on, temperatures should climb up toward the 50-degree mark on average. We'll continue to see showers through the evening hours, then that system will pass off to our north and east, and that'll start a gradual clearing trend overnight tonight and toward tomorrow morning. Temperatures back down into the upper 30s. High pressure will build in with a northwest breeze tomorrow, helping to dry things out with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the upper 40s to around 50. More sunshine and less wind, a nice day Thursday with highs near 50 before the next system heads our way for the day on Friday. In fact, with temperatures back down near 32, we may see some wet snow at the onset before the sun comes up Friday morning. And depending on the track and the temperature profiles on Friday, we may see that wet snow stick around in spots into the middle of the day Friday. The accumulation still in question and will be determined by the exact storm track. Either way, it does look like we'll turn to just plain rain in most places with a high of 40 on Friday afternoon. A leftover shower Saturday morning, then increasing sunshine mid-40s back to 50 for the end of the weekend on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of central and southern Oklahoma across north Texas. Persistent southerly low-level flow ahead of an advancing storm system will bring additional moisture into this region through the day. As a dry line mixes slowly eastward across the southern plains, initiation of storms is forecast by mid to late afternoon, both along the dry line and perhaps in a more isolated manner northwestward into portions of the Texas Panhandle. As the storms initiate within a moderately unstable environment, strengthening and veering flow aloft, updrafts will acquire rotation and become capable of producing very large hail and locally damaging wind gusts. Additionally, initial cellular mode suggests that the potential for a few tornadoes, particularly across western North Texas, where a strong tornado will be possible. And Tropical Cyclone Debby made landfall last night in Queensland, Australia, as a strong Category 3 storm with damaging winds and torrential rains. As the cyclone moves inland today, it will weaken and lose the powerful winds, but heavy flooding rains will persist. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 34 degrees, with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and a temperature of 39 degrees. The dew point is 37, 93% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with rain, drizzle, and fog in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of showers and highs near 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 36. The average temperature, 42, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.4 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snow. Still 58.8 inches for the season, which is 1.7 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 30. The record high, 85, set in 1945, and the record low, 3, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely, especially later today, with highs in the mid-40s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few scattered showers this morning, a steadier rain this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight, lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and a steadier rain later today and highs in the upper 40s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers, then a steadier rain later today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, a couple of scattered showers this morning, then a steadier rain later today, and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a touch cooler, upper 40s, mostly sunny and pleasant Thursday near 50, wet snow Friday morning changing to rain near 40, a leftover shower Saturday, then increasing sun mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.